Trying something different. I'm going to preach from a tablet because I'm a millennial pastor. So I use technology. So if it goes terribly wrong, please forgive me. Today, we are going to talk about connection. Connection is very important, as I learned one night when my wife and I were dating. We were both in Covenant Players, and my wife was serving in South Africa, and at the time, well, she was my girlfriend at the time, and I was serving in Sydney during one of the training events. And one of the big barriers for our connection was not just the distance, but also the time difference. There was about 9 hours difference between us. So I would often lie awake at night dreaming of her. And when I was doing that, I could send her a cheeky text message because she would get it and she would probably be going about her day. And so one night I went to send her a text message, just nice things like, I love you, I miss you, and I hope your day is going well. Things are a bit annoying here, but the thought of you keeps me going. And as I hit send, I swear this happened, as I hit send, the recipient of the text message changed from Melinda, my girlfriend, to my boss's wife. I don't know how that happened. I have no idea to this day how that happened. I think I was going to send her a draft message earlier on, and then it just went bad. I quickly sent a message to her afterwards saying, no, that wasn't for you, which would have been obvious, I hope. And then when I saw her in the morning, things were a little bit awkward. The way that we connect with each other is very important. And it's what Christmas is all about. So when I was a kid, I thought that Christmas was about presents. And more importantly, I thought it was about toys. And even more importantly, I thought it was about my toys. I have a distinct memory from when I was about, I would have been between 3 and 5. I might have been older, but for the sake of your opinion of me, I'll say I was that young. And I was going out to shop for presents for my brother. And my mother took me to the place and there were dinosaur toys there, some wonderful dinosaur toys. And I had my eye on the T-Rex, which is the best of all dinosaur toys. But my mother wanted me to get something for my brother. And so I said, well, I like the T-Rex, Mum. Mum, I really like the T-Rex. She's like, yes, but what do you want to give your brother? Well, I like the T-Rex, so I think this one should go to my brother. And it was some dinosaur with a weird spiny thing, which I don't even know the name of. That's how good it was. And so I ended up giving my brother the second best dinosaur and hinted strongly to my mother that maybe the T-Rex would be good for me. Well, Christmas came and I didn't get any dinosaurs. And my brother was left with the second best dinosaur. I thought Christmas was all about presents for me. But as I grew up, I got my own part-time job and I mostly got the presents that I wanted with the money I'd earned. And so Christmas became more to me about what I could give my brother and sister, what I could give them, how I could connect with them became more important. Because we're not people who need toys, but people who are made for belonging and connection. We want to find connection with each other, and we were created to enjoy these things. That's why we have cultural traditions and events like Christmas, so that we can connect with each other. Now, in my family, we have this tradition. It happened many years ago. We were all opening presents, and it takes a long time. If you ask my wife, it takes way too long for us to open presents. And then at the end of the night, after all the presents were opened, Auntie Doris, who was my uncle's mother-in-law, she picked up a piece of wrapping paper and threw it at the fan. And then all hell broke loose. Paper flew all over the place. Uncles and aunties got involved. The kids threw paper at the fan and then at each other, but then at the fan, and a tradition began. And now if you come to my Christmas, you will see that people might not tell you that this is what we do, but when people are unwrapping presents, they might sneakily grab their paper and hide it over here. Someone might have a hoard underneath a couch somewhere. Someone might helpfully offer to take your paper off your hands, not knowing that you need it for later on. And then when our Christmas event is finished, we throw paper at the fan, just like my Auntie Doris did, just like my uncles do, just like my cousins do, just like my mum and dad brothers do. And I look forward to the day when Violet's old enough and Felix is old enough to wake up, to be awake at that time, because it's probably around midnight, when they're awake and then they can throw paper at the fan too. Now, some people like to reject Christmas and say it's about commercialism. And the media are always telling us about how much money people are spending at shops, how good the retail sector is going. But Christmas has never been about that. We don't buy things for the sake of commercialism. We don't buy them for the sake of the retail sector. We buy them for people. We buy them to connect with people. Now, we can act like 5-year-old me and prioritise what we get and give our loved ones the second best dinosaur, but we think that it's mostly about connecting with each other. That's why we cook elaborate meals. That's why we jump on planes and travel for a ridiculous amount of time with very annoyed jumping around children for the sake of our connection. But the problem is, it doesn't always work. And where we want joyful and peaceful connection, we can often get hurtful fighting, disconnection, discord. As much as we were designed for and long for connection, we can get in our own way. We can act entitled, selfish, proud, and arrogant. We give our family the second best dinosaur. When we open up ourselves to connection, we also open up ourselves to hurt, as we are seemingly incapable of getting along with each other. Now, my family are pretty good at keeping disagreements secret as possible. You can often feel the tension in the air, but you won't hear anyone actually say it. But the most evidence of this disconnection is the rotating roster of who we have at our Christmas. Now, I had cousins who would bring a different girl every year because presumably during the year they broke up and found someone new. I have a cousin who at some point decided they didn't actually want anything to do with the family, so we don't see them at Christmas anymore. There's an uncle that I never see because he and my auntie got divorced. And Auntie Doris is no longer at our Christmases because she has passed away. As much as we desire and want peaceful connection, it is only ever temporary, and we let our own pride get in the way, we cause discord and fighting, and eventually people pass away. We don't just do it with each other, but we do this with God too. God made us to be in peaceful relationship with Him and each other, and we put shame on Him by putting ourselves and our foolish pride first. We give Him and our loved ones the second best dinosaur. But there's good news. Christmas is also about something else. It is about Jesus. Christmas is about celebrating the time when God sent us Jesus to put an end to the fighting and the discord, so we can live in peaceful relationship with God and with each other. Now, Jesus did this in two ways. First, He died on a cross to pay the penalty for all those times we put ourselves above others, ruined our connections, and every time we put shame upon God. He then came back to life, showing us that if we accept Him as Lord, then we will live again too. And the second thing He did was model to us a way that we should live, and that is by modelling forgiveness and mercy. In the same way that God forgives us, again, for the things we do against Him, we forgive people just as Jesus did. Now, there's a story from the early church about this. There was a slave named Onesimus. Now, he lived in a family and served them quite well. I think they loved him. and they worked well together as a family. And then one day, Onesimus ran away, stole a bunch of things from the family, and went off to Rome. His master's family were felt betrayed and hurt. Onesimus met up with the Apostle Paul in Rome, and he became a Christian. And then something amazing happened. Paul sent him back to this family, no longer as the shamed enemy, no longer as a slave who caused so much hurt, but as a beloved brother. Now, in one of these letters, Paul rejoices that he can send him back, and now he's no longer a slave, but as a close brother that he can be in connection with forever, not just for the short time as a slave on earth. So we can see that Christmas is about connecting with each other, but due to our own pride, it does not last. Instead of peaceful and joyful connection, we get discord and hurt. But we've learned that Christmas is also about the time that God sent us Jesus to pay the price for the times we've caused problems, for all the second best dinosaurs we have given. And he modeled for us how to live peacefully. So as we seek connection and belonging this Christmas, the true way to get proper connection is through Jesus. If you want connection, belonging, and love this Christmas, then seek Jesus. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the connections that we have. Thank you for how good it feels to be a part of a family, to belong. And thank you that you want that for us. I pray, Lord, as we go into this Christmas, and a lot of us experience discord and hurt, I pray, Lord, that we can turn to you, the one who will bring peace. Thank you for Jesus and what he is doing. Thank you that he is reconciling all things to himself. And I pray this Christmas that we can seek him. In Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen.